Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificence in the name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to NTA Live on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. And we're here enjoying the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference with the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, as he hosts this great conference. Let's go back today for an exciting day where Ambassador First Lady Betty Joyce Johnson, the wife of our international ambassador, has just got to bring a powerful message. Now let's go back into the service. God bless.
Betty, but I'm asking you to pray that the Lord will turn things around.
Mm-hmm. We certainly will, Sister Johnson. God bless you. All right. Is there anyone else with a prayer request?
Sister Castile here for my son Eric, for strengthening to be the man of valor that he is destined to be, and for my five grandchildren, I ask prayer for them, and also for myself to be strengthened on my job and in my finances.
All right. We got it. I can't hardly hear you. Is that Rose?
Yes, sir. Rose from Texas, and I'm praying for my pastor, Pastor Keenan, celebrating 40 years of spiritual explosion in Midland, Texas. It begins tonight through Saturday, and we're praying for multi-souls to be saved, signs and wonders during this meeting.
All right, and that's Pastor Superintendent Keenan out there. I know him. Okay? Give him my regards and tell him we're praying for him.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Right. God bless you. We'll take one more request. One more. Anyone else? If not, we'll pray.
Sister Tina.
Go ahead.
And on tomorrow night, we'll start our pastor and first lady 9th anniversary, and I just want prayer for that anniversary that it will exceed any others that we have had. God bless you.
Thank you, and that's so kind of you, and thank you very much. All right, let's get some prayer. I don't know, I haven't heard from Ambassador Stern. Her voice has been, she's been resting her voice. Talked to her yesterday, but she's such a blessing. Great, great encourager of leaders. Amen. And we're encouraging her. Can you pray for these this morning, Ambassador Stern?
Well, I'm on my way getting ready to go to another conference after I get off the prayer line. I'm back in Ohio to Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole's conference. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I've been these conferences of amen, and God blesses me there, and I still need to hear from God. Now, I did not write them down. Please forgive me for that. But they're
all right, ma'am.
And they're in my spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Many times we didn't write. We just prayed as the Spirit gave us utterance. And that's what I'm used to praying for. And God knows every heart. He knows every condition. He knows you name by name and one by one. I was listening to a message on last night from a woman of God, and we know that he knows every hair on your head. He knows every hair that come out in the comb, that come out in the brush, and he knows everything. And I want to thank God for Ambassador Lady Johnson that has really set the pace for all of us that are going through. Amen. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. Amen. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. So those words of encouragement come from the mouth of Ambassador Betty Johnson. I'm just going to tag along with it in prayer and thank God for the privilege of being on the First Fruit prayer line. I thank God for Ambassador Johnson. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come this morning, we just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. God, how can we thank you? praise you from our lips and praise you most of all from the belly of our souls, because you say out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And God, every morning we need living water, fresh water. Lamentations speak about that our mercies, his mercies for us are new every morning, and new mercies we see. And Lord, this morning have mercy again on your people, because mercy is what we need. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, every prayer request that came across, oh, God, the first fruit prayer line this morning, oh, God, you know, you see, and God, we know that you care. Oh, God, Peter say, cast all your cares upon him, because he careth for us. Who wouldn't serve a God like this that did not care? We've seen God come through and bless us over and over again, and we put our trust in you this morning. Touch right now, God, we pray. Every voice, oh God, every vessel that asks for prayer this morning, do it for them, Lord God. Oh God, even those that could not get on the prayer line, we think about, oh God, those that are on mute and those that are in these foreign countries, oh God, that trust America to pray for them, that trust the first fruit prayer line to lift them up before the Lord, because we are a grateful people. We are a blessed people, oh God, that we have the privilege to pray. We have the opportunity, oh God, to go in and out of the court, oh God, of prayer anytime that we want to. Oh God, and that's why we won't complain. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us for even doubting. We ask, oh God, that we allow the flesh to creep in, oh God, on the things that we know that God holds dear in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, and we touch and agree over this first fruit prayer line, oh God, that is going to escalate to a peak, oh God, that even us can't understand, but we, oh God, will bear in the spirit of the Lord. Oh God, this morning, touch from the south, north, east, and west. And God, we want to thank you for the revival that you have swept over the prayer line. Oh God, every day I've been on the prayer line and I wrote down the things of God. Oh God, I believe in taking notes, because when this old man cannot remember, oh God, I can look at my notes, and I can remember this morning from Ambassador Betty, Hebrews 13:5, St. John 14:8, and she came from Psalms 118:21-24, and she even went over to Deuteronomy 31:6, and she left us with these words from St. John 11:33, and 1 Chronicles 19:30, and God, that's enough meat for us, oh God, that we can, oh God, soar in the spirit like an eagle, oh God. We thank you this morning, and we bless your wonderful name. We've had revival, and our spirits are truly revived in you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that our ambassador, oh God, ambassador, Mother Adelaide Johnson started us out, Lord, and we thank you, oh God, last Monday. Oh God, we thank you for Mother Adelaide Johnson, the 4th of August. And then, oh God, we heard the word from Elder Richard Coates, and Acts, oh God, the 30th chapter and the 26th verse, he blessed us indeed. Oh God, we thank you for the men and women of God, that knows how to bring the word of God to us and enrich us and empower us. And oh God, prophetess and ambassador elect, Gail Stiff, came to us, oh God, out of Romans 12:1, and then, oh God, Romans 7, Revelation 1:5-6, and Revelation 5:8-10, and we gleam, oh God, from the man of God that that came with a powerful testimony. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that we have received their hearts. And, oh, God, this morning, we thank you, oh, God, for Pastor, oh, God, and he's a prophet in his own right. James Williams, oh, God, prophetess, and Pastor James Williams, and he came to us out of Romans 8 chapter in the 5th and the 8th verses, and he went over to the 12th chapter and the 12th verse. And, oh, God, this morning, we just want to bless your holy name. Oh, my God, I didn't get that Friday, oh, God, because I was stirring around, but I was still receiving the blessings of the Lord. And we started out, oh, God, this week and this Monday morning with our own Dr. Ambassador Vernon Johnson. Oh, God, he ministered to us out of 2 Timothy 4:7. And even Amazing Grace got a double portion because he ministered to them that Sunday about finishing. Hallelujah. And I just want to pray and encourage the first fruit prayer line to finish what God is putting your hands to do. Hallelujah. You fought a good fight. Hallelujah. But we are not through fighting yet because the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but those that endure to the end. And then on yesterday, thank God for this vessel, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a power-packed little woman, oh God, Deaconess, and elect Gina Hodges, oh God, who can forget the 23rd song? Who can forget for God with me? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you this morning. And as, oh God, we call out the ones that led us to the throne, we pray, oh God, that everyone that have a request before the Lord this morning, take one of those scriptures and one of those days and apply it to your situation. Even me, oh God, need you this morning, Lord God. Oh God, we come with our hearts open and our minds, oh God. Oh God, and must saturate us over and over again. Oh Lord, we are thirsty and hungry, and you're feeding us, oh God, with the word of God. We thank you and we praise you. We pray for the sick and the shut-in that's on this line this morning, for those that ask prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray for the bereaved families everywhere. Touch, oh God, Dr. Lacey's heart. I hear it in the spirit that she's hurt and she's wounded because of a loved one. But, oh God, we know that we're just pilgrims coming through this barren land. It was not intended for us to stay here. And, oh God, but bless her this morning and bless that family and anyone else that's going through bereavement this morning. Oh God, you say weeping may endure for a night, but good joy come in the morning. Don't know what morning. It can happen anytime in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost can come upon us at any time. It don't have a respect for time during the day or during the night, but God, electrify us, oh God. Oh God, I know that Ambassador Vernon Johnson want to see change on this prayer line and change in the people of God that he's ministering to. And not only that, Lord, you're looking for change with your people, Lord God. You want us to stop complaining so much and just start to praising you. Thank you, Lord God, that I was introduced to you. But I thank you, oh God, that I was introduced to the thousand praises. Oh God, every day I'm not bragging, but I'm bragging on Jesus because I can call on the name of the Lord. You gave us, oh God, the authority to call on your name. name, and we don't take time to do it like we ought to do, but I purpose in my heart that time with me and Jesus was so dear and precious, and I don't let a day go by, the morning go by before I give God his due benevolence. We got a long prayer list of what we ask God to do, but I believe we're in the day that we could just do like Ambassador Betty say, before you answer, he's already there. He'll come to you. If you draw nigh unto him, he'll draw nigh unto you. And now, God, we just pray for financial situations in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I believe we pray for finances more than anything. And, God, I know if you hear it as much as we hear it, one day and real soon, Lord God, you're going to show yourself mighty and strong in the finances. But God, we got to prepare to receive your blessings. I was in a conference with Bishop Sheard, Drew Sheard, and he taught us, not that I didn't already know it, but it reminded me that you got the plan to receive the blessings of the Lord. You got to make yourself ready because you're no match for God. The kind of blessing that God want to give to us. I'm telling you, First Fruit Prayer Line, it'll blow our mind. And instead of letting it blow our mind, let us be prepared for the blessing of the Lord. Every time we get a financial blessing, we don't know how to sit down and ask the Lord to lead and guide us. We get so excited and get so much zeal until we forget about Calvary. Oh, God, they won't pay the tithes. They won't bless the man of God. They won't pay their bills. God is not going to bless you if you're going to waste your substance. Hallelujah. But God, this morning, there are some desperate needs in the body of Christ that truly do trust you and truly will do the right thing. Hallelujah to God, because he knows the thoughts and the intents of the hearts. And God, this morning, you said you will supply all our need. Supply the needs this morning according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And now, Lord God, we just want to ask you to keep on, Lord. Oh, the blog line is getting bigger and better and greater. That's coming in like the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Every day, according to the word, they added more daily, such as to be needed. And God, you're adding them on more. If America don't want to praise you, you'll go to the foreign lands because you made them to, and you concern about them. Oh, God, I see we have to beg America to praise you. We have to beg and state that we ask them, we got to ask them to come to church. We got to, oh, God, cheerlead them to praise you. And there are people, if they could just touch the hem of your garment in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring America back to their face before the Lord. Don't nobody want to tarry no more. Don't nobody want to seek the Lord no more. They just want the Holy Ghost to come and use the Holy Ghost for their purpose. But the Holy Ghost was meant to empower us in the name of Jesus, and then go out into the vineyard, the streets, the hedges, and the byways, and compel men and women to come unto the Lord. I believe, oh God, if they had that opportunity, and if they were free like we were, Lord God, they would take it better, and they wouldn't take it carelessly. Help us, oh Lord. That's what we need to be asking the Lord to help us to increase our faith in the name of Jesus. Help us to get back to evangelize, and help us to get back to witnessing. Help us to get back to holiness. Oh, thank you, Jesus, this morning. Lord, we thank you for every good and perfect gift. It comes from above. We thank you for Mother Atlee Johnson. We're praying, oh God, that you bless her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal her body, heal her mind, heal her heart, in the name of Jesus. And what I mean, keep her strong, keep her strong, keep her covered by the blood of Jesus. And when you get in seniority, somebody will pray for you like that. But we always lean to the elders in the name of Jesus, to the pioneers that was praying for some of us before we came out of the womb. She may not know who we were, but we used to sit in the church and just hum and praying for the saints, the potential saints to come in. And she's that kind of pioneer, oh God, a pioneer woman, and I love her, we love her, and we want to keep her encouraged. And now, God, we pray for the youth ministry, touch the young people. I heard them last night, and oh God, the topics that Ambassador Pfeiffer brought forth, and Ambassador Johnson, how the young people, they think they're fooling somebody by going out of the house one way, and then going to the schoolhouse another way. That's going to stop because we're going to pray it off. They don't realize we don't have to be at the school campus to know what's going on. The saints of the old school can smell it in the spirit. They can see in the schoolhouse, standing in their kitchen, in their living room, because they have a discerning. And now, God, we just want to thank you today. And as I, oh God, go in the highway and the byway again, I'm leaving from North Chicago, and I'm going over to Ohio. I got to leave Ohio and go to Indiana to do a wedding. Oh God, ever since the man of God elevated me to an ambassador, I've been out in the front line. I've been going here and there and everywhere, but I go with a blessing, and that's to impart a word of prayer, a word of encouragement. And I ask that you order my footsteps. And God, most of all, we need to ask you to bridle the tongue. Hallelujah. We may walk, but when we open our mouths, let it be seasoned. And God, we thank you today, and we bless your holy name, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. And all day long, let us think about the goodness of the Lord. Every time we think about Jesus, we ought to give him a shabak, no matter where we are. We know our signals. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I thank you for the privilege, but open my voice again. It was shut down, but that's all right. But God only want me to speak what he want me to speak. And when you working in the vineyard, you can't always be a gabby mouth, because if you pray, you got to believe what you pray for, and you got to show your light. Let your light shine, and you can't let your light shine if you're talking foolishness, and they won't hear you. If you praying for them, you got to be humble, and you got to be holy. And God, we bless your name this morning, and we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity that you let us come to you to pray. And we thank you, God. And I pray, oh God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength, and oh Lord, my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God, and amen.
Amen. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank God for you, Ambassador Stern. What a wonderful, wonderful, powerful prayer. We got just a few minutes. Lord, I ask you, if you look on Mother Johnson, my mother, oh, God, look on her stomach. Mother, hold your hand up now. In the name of Jesus, God, you have honored so many others by using what they have as a rod. God, I ask that you honor this hand held up to you in surrendering unto you. I pray that you make it a rod in Jesus' name to represent you, Lord. So when Moses held out his rod, the Red Sea opened up. Ask you in the name of Jesus as she holds her hand up. My God, let the anointing jump in that hand. The healing anointing. Oh, my God. That when she lays her hand on her stomach, oh, God, let the healing anointing be in that hand and the oil of the anointing be on her hand. It would destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Settle that stomach. God, whatever's happening, in the name of Jesus, let it be healed. And even the Lord said, put your hand on your back too. Lay your hand on your stomach first. Have you not trusted me on every occasion? You trusted me. Lord, heal. Touch and lay your hand on your back. Thank you, Lord. Continue the work, Lord, and complete the work. Thank you because you gave me the word to tell people to finish. You wouldn't have given me that word if you wouldn't have been the first partaker of it. You are the finisher. Finish the work in her body, Lord. Oh, heal. And in her back, in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Don't forget about Sister Johnson. She's looking for you to turn things around with that social security. Are they bigger than you are, God? No. God, you can turn anybody around. Thank you. And then we'll forget when I had some problems with Bank of America and I began to pray and you told me that you were bigger than Bank of America and you are. They're just one little small entity. You can turn any situation around. Fix it for Sister Johnson. Oh, I join my faith with hers. And Sister Castile, look on Eric. Oh, God, help him to be a man of God. What a wonderful request from to make unto you for her son, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, look on her grandkids and look on her, Lord. Strengthen her body. Strengthen her finances. Give her some outlet somewhere, Lord, as you are touching all around the world and making millionaires. God, look on this woman and help her and bless her in Jesus' name. And Rose in Texas, look on her pastor, Keenan, celebrating 40 years. Oh, God, touch, help, bless. In Jesus' name. And thank you for Sister Gina, who made a request for me and Lady Betty that you would bless our anniversary. God, make it better than it has been ever before. In the name of Jesus. What a wonderful request. Thank you so much. You know, I ask you, Lord, God, look on Sister Peterson. The last shall be first and the first last. Look on her brother and his family, Roosevelt Joy. But also look on Sister Peterson. I see that in the spirit realm that she needs your help. Touch her body and heal her, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. We're depending on you. Thank you for those who come worldwide through the block line. God, give them a special blessing. In this 90 seconds, God, you can touch and turn around before they get from the house to the gate. We're believing you to touch. We're believing you to heal. We're believing you to make a way. I speak to you in those four in the name of Jesus that God would give you an ultra awesome blessing today. God, you know all about it. Turn the situation around there too. And thank you for what you've done. Bless. Bless. God bless. Thank you for the anointing on this line, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, take over. We're just your followers. We follow you. And we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. Oh, oh, the glory belongs to you. Touch, 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 touch. Heal, 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 heal. Bless, 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 bless. And we'll give you the praise and adoration. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you again, First Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson. Thank you again for the word. And don't forget tonight, if you want to help us give God a billion praises with over a million people taking 15, 20 minutes to thank the Lord 1,000 times and a million times 1,000 praises is a billion praises. We have more than that, I know, but we claim at least 1 million of them. We have at least 40 million on one block and 50 on the other. And some people called me and said they tried to get on the block line, and they said it was full. That's the word they gave me, it was full. But come on to the block line, prayerfully consider this. Come and help us give a billion praises unto God. Here's a number. You got a pen? Here's a number. Here's a number. Here's a number. 646-595-2035. You'll be directly connected. 646. Yeah, you got it now? Okay, let's go. 646-595-2035. 646-595-2035. God bless all of you on this wonderful line, this prayer line this morning. God did meet us, and we're praising him. Thank God for all of our speakers that have been before us. And tomorrow, Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Eleanor, actually, the Lord gave her promotion, honored her. Yeah. Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer, up to you. Amen. Tomorrow we look for a word from the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the promotion. Amen. I never will forget it. Bishop J.O. Patterson, Sr., gave the example of a man who, and thank God for you, you have received this, but I want to give this example for somebody else. A man who became governor, a new governor was in office, and he pardoned many people in prison. And there was a black Muslim that he pardoned. They went to him and told him that the governor has given you a pardon. You are free. And he was so full of racism. He said, "You mean that governor so-and-so, so-and-so?" They said, "Yes." He said, "I don't want to be a part of nothing that white cracker has said and done in my behalf. I don't want it." Yeah. They went back to the governor and told him that the pardon you gave to so-and-so, the black Muslim, he said he don't want to be a part of nothing the white cracker gave to him. And what do we do with the pardon? And the governor said, "A pardon is not a pardon unless the one who is pardoned is willing to receive the pardon." God bless you. I hope you get what I'm trying to tell you. God bless all of you, ambassador-elects and ambassadors. God bless you. May the Lord minister to your heart when I gave you the words of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. May your wonderful day, may you have a wonderful day, and may God do something for you in an ultra awesome way. May you receive a blessing today in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hear you back on the prayer line tomorrow in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Pray this special prayer for those remaining on the prayer line. You heard the words of Melchizedek, who became the priest of God. All I ask, God, is that you honor my words. And may pray a blessing over these who remain. That you honor them. That they would see the proof in the pudding. Like them. We bless them, God, of faith. And you see the blessings upon their life that have been requested and that they have received through the goodness, grace, and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, bless, bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. They're going out and they're coming in. Everything about them, let it be. Yes. Shedeti kishete date. Oti kishiti kisha. Shediti kisha da. Shedende kishete. And out of nowhere, the blessing shall come. You look for it to come from one way, but the blessing is coming from another way. Shall be done, 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 done unto you. You shall experience the things that my servant has given unto you. You shall be blessed. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Don't look for from one way. It's coming from the other way. Thank God. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Zelda. Dad was, is, and always will be one of the kindest, most generous, gentlest souls I've ever known. And son Cody. I will miss him and take him with me everywhere I go.